You're listening to Morning Edition on listener-supported Maine Public Radio. I'm Erwin Gratz. Some Cheverus High School students have gotten a lesson in current immigration issues, and they got it by making a trip to the southern border region with teacher Haley Malm.
It's definitely asking kids to come out of their comfort zone, and it's not your typical fun summer camp.
One of the students Malm recruited was Danielle White. Wyatt had just completed her freshman year at Cheverus.
With the border being talked about as so dangerous and just, oh, not a place you want to be, I was very scared of that. But since Cheverus is all about stepping out of your comfort zone and doing what you feel like is best to help with your personal growth, I guess I could end up joining.
Tell us a little bit about the trip.
The first day we got there was a Sunday, and we watched a documentary called Immigrants for Sale. And then that tied into the next day where we went to a court case where we watched deportations of multiple migrants who had been caught crossing or in that situation. Then the next day we went on a water drop where we placed water in spots that migrants most often go when they're often on the brink of dehydration, passing out from exhaustion.
You mentioned at the beginning there that one of the things you went to was a court hearing involving deportation. Tell us what happened there.
People were let in groups of seven, and they stood before the judge with their attorney behind them, some public defendants and some federal defendants, I believe. And they just sat there as the judge asked questions, and they asked the question to the first person. And then it was just yes or no to the first question. So we really saw how you could easily be confused because one person was really struggling with the idea for one of the questions and he kept saying yes to something that wasn't a yes or no question. And you could just really tell that these people had translators, yet still they were confused and scared and just the attitude and vibes around them was just a pure fear, and it was really heartbreaking in that the lawyers were sitting there talking, laughing, drinking coffee in their nice suits, and we saw migrants standing there shaking in the clothes that they had been caught and found in, and there was one man in scrubs, one man with holes in his shirt, and it was just really heartbreaking to see, and you could hear the chains from the back room, which was a sound that I personally never want to hear again.
Did you see anything on this trip that made you understand why the government has chosen recently to be so much more strict with migrants coming across the border?
I've always understood the issue of national security and wanting to keep a border safe. However, after seeing the people who had crossed the border, I still don't understand why the need to be so strict. We read a poem later in the week that says, "No one leaves home unless home is the belly of a shark. No one puts their child in a boat unless the water is safer than the land." And you could really tell that these people weren't coming here with the idea of, yes, I'm doing something illegal. They're coming here because they need refuge and they just are seeking a better life for themselves and their children. So there was nothing on the trip that really proved to me that, yes, we should be far more strict. We should really be separating parents from children. We should really be borderline evil with our immigration policies.
Do you come away with any suggestions for how we might better handle the influx of people who do come across the border?
Absolutely. And I feel like to better handle that influx of people is we need to get to the root of the problem. By placing a wall there, we're not getting to the root of the problem. We're just making it harder for people to come here safely and be, have their human dignity valued. So I feel like the main takeaway was if we can help these countries from the root, then it won't be a need to immigrate illegally.
Danielle White will be a sophomore at Cheverus High School in Portland this fall. She went on a school trip co-organized by the Arizona group Borderlinks,